You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
No smoke out of the chimney just yet, as to whether or not the New York Giants have gotten their next head coach, but Johnny Harbaugh is in town. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Craig.
Big day for you.
So great to see you. Happy to be here. What a glorious day.
Today's an interesting day. Today's a really great day if you're a throwback guy like I am, an old school guy. So we've got old school guy. You get a bit of an old school guy yourself.
Old soul.
No cell phone service today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it. What a great day. I'm not taking 73 calls to my kids about getting them tickets to the Miami National Championship game. I don't have Danny Kotskinoff in sales calling me, ask me if I want to endorse this company or that company. You guys can't reach me. It was old school Wednesday.
Just you all by yourself.
Oh, I hope this outage lasts for days and days. Life 360 doesn't work. Woo! What a great throwback Wednesday.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm sure the problem will get fixed at some point.
I'm sure it will.
But for those of you that mock me, and many of you do, for still having a stash of CDs in my car, just in case, how do you like me now? Yeah, that's
what'd
right.
What'd you pull out today?
Seals and Croft.
Oh, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was a thing with my mom when I growing up in the 1970s.
Right.
My mom was a big Seals and Croft fan. And we had a station wagon with the fake wood paneling on the side and an 8-track machine in it. And whenever she would leave us to the car when she went shopping, she would make us listen to Seals and Croft over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1978, I was a 6-year-old boy that knew every lyric of every Seals and Croft song by heart.
Wow.
So I felt like, get back to my roots today.
Yeah, you were an old soul even back then.
All right, we got lots cooking today. Look, I cannot spend another 4 hours.
You can't?
Talking about, are the Giants going to get John Harbaugh? And what happens if they don't?
Uh-huh.
And why are you stooping so low? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Here's the reality. Right now, in the moment, he is yours and nobody else's.
Mm-hmm.
You got him. All right? He's in your house. He's in your kitchen. He's in your living room. His agent is most likely with him. And this is your moment. You can leave no stone unturned. If you guys are that desperate, and you are, and I respect that, where John Harbaugh is the only guy that you can think of in this coaching cycle that's going to bring you out of the abyss and back to competent, relevant football, then it's somewhat cliche at this point. Then as much as he wants to talk to Tennessee and he might want to kick the Atlanta Falcons tire,
mm-hmm.
right now he is yours and yours alone. And while he might decide to play the game anyway and walk out of the facility tomorrow or later today and say, I'll let you know by Saturday, I made a promise to see these other teams, I'm going to live up to that obligation, you have to put on the full court press. And hopefully they get it done today or tomorrow, because I can't come in here. It's selfish. It's about me.
Yeah.
I cannot come in here and watch you guys emasculate yourselves anymore when it comes to your somewhat embarrassing, desperate attempt to get John Harbaugh, a guy with one Super Bowl in 18 years and zero Super Bowls, with a double-time MVP quarterback calling the plays. So, God, I hope you get him. I'm rooting for you.
Thank
I'm
you.
On Team Blue. Mm-hmm. I want you to get him.
Yeah. He's not, again, first off, yes, the owner flew him in. Full court press. I'll send the plane.
Send the jet.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So he's in here. And yeah, look, it's not just about winning Super Bowls.
It's not just about.
Ultimate goal. Unfortunately, it's not. It's about propping this organization back up to stability.
Okay.
And listen, we don't know what success level he's going to bring in. But when you say he's the only coach who can do this, he's not the only coach. He's the one that you feel most secure will do that.
Okay.
He will come in here and he will stabilize things. And right now he has chosen the New York Giants. The first team.
There's
a reason why they were first. There's a reason why so many people are speculating he won't leave the building. That's why you got so many people talking about how they're clearly the favorite. He wants to go here. It's just a matter of selling them on him. They're going to be able to sell the New York Giants. This is the best job. There's a reason why he's here, and it's not because of the four Super Bowls. It's not because, even if I'll try and sell you on that, when you push back on
it. Sure. I mean, the first thing he's going to see when he walks in are going to be the four Lombardi trophies.
And that's not why. It's not the history of the New York Giants. It's not anything other than, believe it or not, as bad as they've been, the quarterback situation, the way the organization is set up for instant success, this is the best job. Like, it's okay to say that. We don't have to be afraid to say it.
Well, I think Baltimore is.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, but he's not going back to Baltimore.
No, I know.
This is the best job for John Harbaugh.
For him,
and that's why he's here.
Yep.
And the Giants, all they have to do is not screw it up. And that's what the fear is today.
I don't think that's a fear. Look.
Well, that's the only fear.
I think the one thing the Giants will do great, and maybe better than the Atlanta Falcons and better than the Tennessee Titans, is be the Giants.
Right.
And talk about the history and talk about what comes along with winning, because it is different in New York City and obviously New Jersey, obviously, when you win. And there's something that we have here in the Northeast that most cities don't have. So I do not think there's a chance in hell that the New York Giants FUBAR this interview. I don't.
So if he goes somewhere else, it's because he wanted to go somewhere else.
I think the New York Giants, and I give them a lot of credit for this, they are still a classy organization. Mm-hmm. They are still well-regarded because of their history. John Mara, of course, going through his health issues right now, is going to be very well-respected, obviously, from coast to coast. But to me, this has nothing at all to do with the Giants FUBARing this. I do not think the New York Giants can mess this up. It comes down to me. Not everybody's a New York guy. We know that. Not everybody wants the pressure of being a coach or a player in New York City. You've seen that with the Yankees and Mets more than any other two franchises, right?
Yeah.
So New York is not for everyone. I guarantee you, and I give them credit for this without even knowing what's going on there, the New York Giants will kill this meeting. There's no doubt in my mind. I give them 100% that they will not F this up. The question then becomes, if you're John Harbaugh and you can make $20 million in New York, $20 million in Tennessee, $20 million in Miami, $20 million in Atlanta, and on, is John Harbaugh a New York kind of guy?
Right.
And if the answer is yes, I'm with you. I think it is a done deal.
Yeah, you see, I
do not think the Giants can mess this up. I really don't.
I think.
Let me say it one other way.
Go ahead.
I don't think the Giants will mess it up.
Right.
There's no doubt in my mind when that franchise turns on the bells and whistles, they're as good at it as anybody in sports.
I don't disagree with that, but here's the one thing that scares me, because if he wasn't a New York guy, I don't think he'd be on the plane. This would be the first place he went to go visit.
I think he still kicked the tires.
No, but not the Giants first. Like, he's been rumored. Every report is that that's the best situation for him. He feels that way. Like, I guess he told people a couple days ago that the Giants are absolutely in the running or whatever else. Like, if it was strictly New York and he didn't want to go play in New York, a coach in New York, I don't think we'd be down the road this far. I think the one issue right now, and Ian O'Connor talked about it, the one issue is, as much as they've talked and as much as Joe Shane has courted him, there's going to have to be still this discussion about what his role is when it comes to personnel,
yeah,
what Joe Shane's role is inside the organization with John Harbaugh. Because, I mean, does he just get flat out told, listen, you win every battle? Like, is he just being told, look, we can work with something? I let the coach pick the draft pick last time. You saw it on video. Like, we're going to have a good working relationship. Is that enough for John Harbaugh? Does John Harbaugh want to hear, we don't agree on the fifth pick, you win that argument? Like, that's the only thing left. The only thing left is whether or not John Harbaugh and Joe Shane and the organization agree and have a good understanding on John Harbaugh's role inside of it and where he stands in personnel.
Yeah,
outside of that, I don't know what else. The money's not going to be an issue.
Nope.
I don't think we'd be down the road this far if New York was a major issue. Like, I think he chose the New York Giants first for a reason, because they're the best job and he believes in the quarterback. Like, everything is setting up that this is the job. There's only one thing left. Don't screw it up
I find that offensive, actually.
Okay.
I think people that suggest that the New York Giants could screw this up are being offensive to the Giants. Now, look, I'm being offensive to Giant fans.
Right.
So I'll own that, because I think you guys have emasculated yourselves with your guffawing over John Harbaugh. But I recognize he's a good coach and you're desperate, so I get it. But I think what people suggest, that the New York Giant organization can somehow not put their best foot forward, embarrass themselves, not be great at whatever PowerPoint presentation they're going to show them, I think is offensive to the organization.
Yeah.
I think it's one thing to attack the fans for being so desperate to want John Harbaugh and you're pulling out all the stops, but to suggest for a minute that the New York Giants don't know how to woo a guy to be head coach, I find, to be patently offensive.
Well, look,
and you're a Giant fan.
I don't think they will.
Shame on you.
I don't think they will.
Now you're worried about it.
I'm slightly worried.
Why?
Craig.
What have the Giants ever done to show you that they don't know how to woo somebody?
They have not been able to put together a one-car parade for the last 10 years. Let's be totally honest.
Okay.
Everything they
but
have
But that
done,
doesn't mean they don't know how to woo somebody.
Every decision they have made, every single decision they have made from the moment they fired Tom Coughlin till now has arguably, almost inarguably, been the wrong one.
Okay.
Outside of drafting Jackson Dart and a couple of players, it's not different.
It is.
It's the worry that this organization has lost its way and that they're incapable of doing things like this. Now, I agree with you. I've been here with you every day.
Yes.
I've been as positive about they're going to get him. He's their guy.
That's what
I'm not worried
be.
About this. I'm not worried about that. Outside of maybe the one day where I was a little concerned with Miami and all that stuff. Outside of that, I have been as pro the Giants are going to get this done, and I still believe that.
So stay positive.
I am positive. I'm just telling you the one he hasn't signed yet. And the one thing that would concern me.
He just got here today.
I know that.
Should they have faxed him a contract and had him sign in Baltimore?
I understand that. I expect him to sign. And even if he leaves, I still expect him to choose the Giants. I'm just telling you, what's the one concern?
Look,
the concern is not, to me, he'd rather spend his time in Atlanta or he'd rather spend his time. My concern is, does the organization convince him this is where he has the opportunity to work and do what he wants to do it in his way?
That's a crazy concern. That's crazy to me.
I don't know what else there is
the
as a
New
concern.
The New York Giants know how to do this. Now, they've made bad decisions in the guys that they've hired.
Yes.
But they've never lost the guy they wanted. So if you want to be upset or concerned, be concerned that Tennessee's more attractive. Be concerned that, for every reason, Atlanta is more attractive. Do not be concerned that the New York Giants brass is going to F this up. Like you said yourself, Steve Tisch sent his private jet to fly him here from Baltimore, as the story now apparently goes, right?
Yep.
Chris Mara went to his house to sit and talk to him before the official courting began.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'm not worried about from a Giant fan perspective is the Giants not killing it in the meeting today and if the meeting goes to tomorrow. The only thing I'm concerned about is, for whatever the reason might be, income tax, I don't know, quality of life, not being a New York guy, that John Harbaugh is afraid of New York, doesn't want the responsibility, and doesn't want the smoke that comes with this job. The only thing I'm not worried about are the Giants putting together a killer presentation to get your guy.
Well, if you take all of your concerns and all of my concerns, we wipe themselves out.
Good.
Because I'm fully convinced on the things you just said.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be here first if he didn't view it as the best job and he's not a New York guy. Like, to me, I'm less concerned about that. I'm more concerned about him having this meeting than having another meeting, and they do a better job. Like that, like the actual job and where he wants to coach, I am less concerned about.
Well, it shows
it's
your insecurities.
Gonna happen.
You're an insecure guy. You're a big guy. Yeah. You might be scary in an alley.
Yeah, I could.
But
be.
I learned a valuable lesson about you.
Yeah.
When it comes to your sports teams,
when it
and
comes
God
to the
forbid
New York
this
Giants.
Happens with the Yankees this year, you are an insecure, emasculated fan. That's how bad
That's
it's been for
strong.
The last 10
That's
years.
That's a bit strong.
And frankly, they have, I don't like that about you. I don't like that about
they
you at all.
They've beaten the confidence yeah. out of me a little bit, but
dude,
I'm.
This team knows how to have a meeting.
I'm not saying
they know
that.
How to get the oysters and the shrimp and the sushi.
Would you have said
and,
that?
And all the fanfare.
Would you have said that before the Knicks met with LeBron James?
No, the Knicks have not had that ability.
Why?
The New York Giants know how to woo a guy. The New York Knicks have not had
well,
the ability
the
to
they,
woo a guy.
Who's the last guy they wooed?
Who? The Giants.
The Giants.
They haven't had to woo a guy.
When have they ever had to woo a
What's
guy?
What's the last guy they lost out on that they wanted? Who's the last guy that came where they said,
the guy
you're the guy?
Yeah.
And they didn't get him. Who?
I can't. I'm terrible with names sometimes.
Yeah, okay, you
but
go.
But it's the head coach you chose. It's the college coach they brought in before they hired Joe Judge. And then he went right to Carolina and didn't leave Carolina. What the hell's his name? Matt Rhule. They had Matt Rhule in. They all wanted Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule goes to Carolina.
Yeah.
And then his next
How'd that
meeting,
work out?
He go,
How'd that work out?
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was almost as bad as Joe Judge.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule became the laughing stock
yes.
of the NFL.
Yes.
Matt Rhule got kicked out of the NFL,
Correct.
As a matter of fact.
They couldn't even
yeah.
woo a miserable
yeah.
coach.
Yeah, they didn't want to woo him. They knew
okay.
that guy was going to stink.
All right.
Matt Rhule.
I'm just telling you.
Anyway, it's on like Donkey Kong
it's on
now,
like
John
Donkey
fans.
Kong. And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm confident.
You don't sound confident.
I am. We're playing devil's advocate here. That's my only concern.
Okay.
It's not a heavy concern.
Well,
they're going to do it.
Look at all your calls. I figured that you'd come in today in a good mood.
I am.
Not because John Harbaugh's finally in the factory, in the chocolate factory,
mm-hmm.
getting ready to get the golden ticket.
Yeah.
But I thought you'd be in a really good mood because the New York Yankees set the free agent market on fire. On fire.
Yeah.
Trading a couple minor leaguers
yes.
for a pitcher. Oh, look how happy you are. Look at you beaming right now.
Yes.
You got your pitcher, huh? You happy?
Ryan Weathers.
Who's that?
Ryan Weathers.
Sorry, come again?
Yep, Ryan Weathers.
So I want to get this right. The New York Yankees' big splash
mm-hmm.
this offseason
oh, yeah.
was
well,
the son of Apollo Creed. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? That's
yes,
what the Yankees did?
Yes, Carlson.
Well, now Aaron Boone could come on the show.
Yes.
Because he told me he would come on after they signed somebody.
It's actually David Weathers' son, who was excellent in the 96 postseason, by the way,
there you
for
go.
The New York Yankees.
So
pitched
he's got,
19 years in
okay.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And his son throws 99 miles an hour.
That's the guy we want.
Left-handed starting
like
pitcher.
Like having lefties.
Great changeup.
Yep.
Hasn't pitched much.
He'd been hurt.
And been hurt a lot. Eight
and
starts last year.
I did but, take a look at his career mm-hmm. ERA.
Yeah.
I think it's 5.
It's just under 5. Just a smidge under. But I'll tell you, Craig, if you want to get into it, and by
Woo!
All means, let's get into it. I'll tell you right now why I'm just as excited
okay.
about what it means
okay.
as much as I am about the
oh,
pitcher.
Oh, so you think this is a setup
I believe
for
it
the
to be.
Next move?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I like the way you're
I
thinking.
I believe it to be. What it does is, it provides. You want to do it later? Let's do it
let's
later.
Do it
but
later.
It does set them up
okay.
to be able to make the next move.
I want you to expand on that thought.
Okay.
Make sure I don't forget to do that.
Please.
Don't. Before we take a break, you get all your calls, 888-808-1019. I learned something today that I thought you'd find interesting.
Okay.
And I like to bring you guys interesting stories.
It's your favorite
you know,
thing to do.
It is, along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Karl Marx? You've heard of him before?
Yes.
Okay, remind me later to tell you a story how Karl Marx is attached to one of the great Olympic phenoms of all time. All right?
Okay.
Just remind me to do that later.
Right.
Okay?
Sure.
Do you mind?
No.
Great.
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
I'll remember it.
All right, let's go to Coach
okay.
Ralph in Long Beach on the fan. Coach Ralph, what's going on today, buddy?
Hey, C-Mac, Kerry Seahawk legend. Great to see you on the afternoon.
Oh, thank
a
you.
A real giant
where
fan
do you, where
you
do
are.
You, where do you coach, Coach Ralph?
I'm sitting here watching Dolphins, and like Mr. Harbaugh, the father, says, who's got it better than us? Let's get the H-man. I don't want the Cowgirl McCarthy.
The H-man.
The
H-man. I want him. That's Griffin is. C-Mac's a real Giants fan.
Yeah. That's right. I am a real
about.
Giants fan.
He's a real Giants fan who coaches his kids and picked the Eagles jerseys for his kids.
I didn't pick
yeah.
the Eagles jerseys.
Look, it's fascinating to me, how this whole thing's playing out
yeah.
and the way the fans are reacting to it. I do hope, even though I'm a diehard Jet fan and I'm stuck with Aaron Glenn, you're my partner now.
Mm-hmm.
I want good things for you.
Thank you.
I want you to be happy. Man, I hope that he doesn't go to Tennessee and take that job. Man, I hope.
That was the weirdest you hope. It sounded like you hoped exactly what you said. Well, you hope not.
I mean, to be fair, two things would happen.
Right.
Number one, John Harbaugh becomes public enemy number one.
Oh.
John Harbaugh is no longer allowed in the state.
No doubt.
All right, that's number one
number
for
one,
sure.
100%.
All right,
I hate
for the rest
him.
Of his life.
I hate
his
him.
Kids can't go to Rutgers. No. You understand how bad it is for John Harbaugh? Right. Yeah. And then number two, yeah, I can't wait to watch you guys celebrate the signing of Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the calls to come in. I never wanted Harbaugh. Stefanski was always my guy.
Mm-mm.
I can't wait for those calls.
Not for me.
From Coach Ralph.
Not from me.
And other guys.
You are going to see the first real Big Mac lose it.
Yeah?
If he is not a Giant fan. If he's not a Giant coach. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to lose it.
And there's a part of me that wants to see
that,
too.
Right, because this is where we're different.
Yes.
Right? You're going to, if he goes somewhere else, you're going to say, well, look, he wanted to live in Tennessee.
He
liked Cam Ward. And I am going to be of the liking. This is the real conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I am going to be of the mind, the Giants blew it.
Yes.
That's how I'm going to feel.
And that would be incorrect.
That's how I'm going to feel.
Okay.
I'm going to be angry at him, and I'm going to be angry at that.
And I'm here
and
for
I'm
all
going
of it.
To be.
Can't wait
I'm
to see. To I mean, angry. I hope it doesn't happen.
No, he's coming to the Giants.
I want you to be happy. But,
and I will not be sold on Kevin Stefanski. I will not be sold on whoever else they hire.
Yeah.
It is an out-and-out failure. They have made it crystal clear who they have chosen to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. They want him desperately.
By the way, we're 10 minutes away from finding out if Dante Moore is going to announce that he's going pro.
Is that the deadline?
Or, yeah.
I know it's today.
That's
what time?
He's announcing it at 2:30.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah, I think the deadline's midnight.
Okay.
You can fact check me on that. But Dante Moore, who for a lot of people is the second best quarterback in this draft, not for me.
Yeah.
I want the Jets to stay a million miles away from him. And I do think the Jets have soured on him over the performance against Indiana. But in 10 minutes' time, we will find out if Dante Moore is coming into the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the New York Jets might very well be on the clock with Dante Moore. So lots cooking today. We got some baseball coming your way. We got some basketball coming your way. We got plenty of football coming your way. Because as John Harbaugh experiences the New York Giants facility today, we will be on the scene. He goes to the bathroom, we're going to tell you.
That's right.
He has lunch, we're going to tell you. He goes for a stroll and has a smoke, we're going to tell you.
All over it.
So this is the only place to be this afternoon as we await word on how the interview went with John Harbaugh and the New York Giants.
The H-Man.
The H-Man.
The H-Man.
That's right. Cuckoo Kachu.
Cuckoo
the
Kachu.
H-Man.
The H-Man.
You know the numbers. Start calling. We'll get your calls in just a second. And remember to remind me to tell you about Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
Remember to tell you.
I've written it down. You want me to set an alarm? What
it
time?
It is a crazy, crazy story that you'll be better off for hearing. I can tell you that.
I believe you.
Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, but hang on a sec. We have breaking news. What is it, unnamed producer?
Ranger Suarez has signed a deal.
Hold on. Do you know who he is?
I do know who Ranger Suarez is.
Okay, just check. I want to make sure.
Would you like to know?
I want to make sure.
All right, so yeah,
well,
he's a starting pitcher.
I know.
Okay,
he's one of the two guys you want.
Yeah, well, one of the two guys the Mets want.
Yes. And Ranger Suarez has signed. Hold on. Don't tell me where yet. What's the deal first? How many years? How much money?
5 years.
Hold on. 5 years. Go ahead.
$130 million.
5 years, $130 So quick math, that's $90 million a year.
Is that a contract? Okay. Is that a contract Stearns would give out?
5 years, $130 million. Ranger Suarez.
I think that is on the borderline of what Stearns would give out. Is he a Met?
No, don't tell him yet. Let's play the game. Did Ranger Suarez sign with a East Coast team?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
okay.
East Coast team.
East Coast team.
East Coast.
All right. Did Ranger Suarez sign with a National League team?
He did not.
Oh!
Oh! Here's my guess.
Okay.
I'll take a guess. You take a guess.
Okay.
My random guess is that the Boston Red Sox have gotten Suarez. What's your guess?
East Coast American League
East Coast
team.
American League team. You can go to Florida and up, obviously.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Is it the Orioles, the Red Sox, or neither?
It's the Red Sox.
Talk about it! That's what I'm talking about. All right, Met fans, we'll get your take on that in just a second. We'll get Big Mac's taking that as well. So one of the prize pitching candidates this offseason that Met fans wanted, shucks, you didn't get him, and he got 5 years, $130 million.
Better go get that Framber Valdez.
Wow. It'd be nice if the Mets had an owner with money. That would be nice if you had a guy with money willing to spend it.
He's out there willing to spend $50
million. Not yet.
Not yet. He hasn't done it, apparently he's willing.
Well, real quick, do you know the Kyle Tucker story?
Do I know the Kyle Tucker story? Does it have anything to do with Karl Marx?
It does not. Okay. Good guess, though.
Okay.
So the word on Kyle Tucker, just real quick, he doesn't like playing baseball. And the reason, apparently, that nobody, not just the Mets, Yankees, whomever, that nobody wants to give him that 5, 6, 7 year deal is because he doesn't like playing baseball. So I think was it Anthony Rendon? Wasn't he the guy that went to the Angels for the big contract and hates playing baseball?
Yeah, well,
and
never
did nothing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and referred to it as a job like anybody else.
Yeah, so here's the weird thing. If they understand the fact, and look, that's what I've been told, that he doesn't love playing baseball, and that's why you're not going to give him 4, 5, 6, 7 years, how do you give a guy $50 million a year, as good a player as he is, that doesn't love playing baseball? I wouldn't commit that kind of dough to a guy that's indifferent towards the sport.
I've heard things like that, that the passion of the game isn't there for him.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know, and that's why you would think the Mets are looking to give the high value short term, right?
Yeah, makes more sense.
Maybe he loves money, and he'll recognize, you know what, I can make 50 for the next three and sign one more contract. If he signs a 10-year deal, it's the last contract I ever signed. I'm good for 10 years.
Fair.
I don't have to worry about it. Like, you still want to have that carrot where have a good 3 years, you'll sign another $100 million contract.
Very good point. All right, we got lots cooking now. The Rangers lost out one of their biggest trade targets out, free agent targets.
The Red Sox.
Yeah, to the Red Sox.
That's not
of
a
all
bad,
teams.
It's not a bad 1-2.
Bad job by the Mets not protecting the Yankees on that one. Mm. We'll get into that. We'll
now you better sign Tucker instead of letting him go to the Blue Jays.
888-808-1019. It's the Card Show with Big Mac. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
Karl Marx, German philosopher, as you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also a socialist, as you may know.
Oh, yeah.
Socialist Marxism. Karl Marx, unknown to a lot of people, Big Mac, had a sister who is a great athlete and apparently ran for Germany back in the day in like some long-distance race, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And later in life, she actually became synonymous with Olympic running because she invented, what do you call that, the starter's pistol? Are you aware of that?
No. I mean, I know the starter's pistol.
Yeah, you know what the starter's pistol is?
Yeah.
So Karl Marx's sister became a multimillionaire. She invented the starter pistol for races in the Olympics. Do you know her name? Anya.
Anya Marx?
That's right.
I literally... walked into that.
Yeah, her name, as luck would have it, was Anya Marx.
Now, did you just tell the most interesting tidbit that makes you laugh, or was that just a dad joke?
That's just a dad joke. Yeah, she didn't have a sister.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
The unnamed producer was like, ooh, can I guess? Can I guess? All right.
Like, there's no one else Marx. Yeah. You had to go to Karl Marx. Yeah. Didn't think of anybody else.
Who else? Richard Marx?
Yeah, right?
I don't know. He's a singer, right?
Yeah. And aren't the Groucho Marx?
Groucho Marx. Yeah. Sure, I could have gone Groucho.
Could have gone Groucho.
I think Karl Marx is far enough away where you're going to buy the story.
100%. Yeah. It's interesting. Like, the name, you're like, oh, something about Karl Marx.
Yeah, if I'm like Groucho Marx, you already think funny comedy.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, Anya Marx. That was
Anya.
I'm sorry, you just whispered something in my ear. What was it?
We got the news on Dante Moore.
We got the news. Oh, this is exciting. What a great day, Robin. So Dante Moore is the starting quarterback at Oregon. Oregon is bringing in Dylan Raiola, the Nebraska quarterback,
right,
who acts like Patrick Mahomes. You guys have all seen him. And Dante Moore had a terrible game against Indiana, which made every Jet fan alive say, please do not draft Dante Moore. Dante Moore announced 4 minutes ago whether or not he's going back to college. That could be Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Is he transferring, because that portal ends tonight at midnight, to another team like a Miami? Because Miami, I know Ty Simpson's talking about maybe going to Miami. And he originally declared for the draft. Now he's back into the portal. Dante Moore, I'm going to guess, announced he is going into the NFL draft.
I have the same guess.
What is the answer?
I think he declares.
He will return to Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's not the right place to go back to. They just brought in Dylan Raiola.
Well, he screwed that up.
Yeah, but he's still got 10 hours to change
that. Is that how he put it? I'm going back to Oregon?
Dante Moore will return to Oregon next season.
Wow.
Wow. By the way, this is great news for the New York Jets.
Is it?
Because everyone thought Dante Moore was the second-best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he is based on the Indiana game. Totally unfair of me to say based on one game. But I was scared to death that the New York Jets were going to disregard that game against Indiana and take Dante Moore based on his body of work prior to that game. Which, okay, can make that argument. I could be totally wrong on that. But now that Dante Moore said after the Indiana game, I can't go pro off of that, the New York Jets just got a break. So now I think, since Ty Simpson's staying in college also, he declared and then undeclared, is it fair for me to say that Trinidad Chambliss is now the Jets quarterback? Kid out of Ole Miss who 2 years ago won the Division II championship, had a great year once he came in for the original starter there who got hurt for Lane Kiffin?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there another quarterback out there I want? I don't want Carson Beck. He's not an NFL quarterback for my money.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I don't know what the Jets do. I've been a big believer. I think you have to come out of this draft with a young quarterback in the first or second round so that there's a commitment to him on some level.
That's what I believe. Now, do you have to take him second overall? I don't know. But I can't imagine. I know what happened last year. He's a unique player. I don't see a lot of teams trading up for two outside of anything other than a quarterback.
So not this is not a great quarterback draft.
So you're taking number two, and you're probably seeing if you can trade back in to the back end of the one. You have multiple picks here over the next couple of years to take a Trinidad Chambliss. That's what I would do. I would try and come away with him. It's about reading the
and
room.
And Trinidad Chambliss, prior to this little playoff run that Ole Miss had, was regarded as a nice story, but not as a first-round draft pick in the NFL.
It's very difficult for me to not want to come out with a young quarterback out of this draft. But now it seems like there isn't one that has a
Mendoza goes one to the Raiders.
Yep.
Dante Moore is going back to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Simpson is back in the portal. Most people think Ty Simpson is going to get a boffo deal from Miami
because
Beck's finally going to retire after 15 years in college. Carson Beck is not, for me, a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Who are the other guys?
I don't know.
You got John Mateer from Oklahoma.
No.
I guess, Nussmeier? Right from LSU.
Someone will make a charge. Someone's going to have a pro day. Someone's going to have a combine. Someone's going to be regarded as a top first round pick. But because that's just what happens with quarterbacks. But I think he's making a mistake.
Today is a great day for the New York Jets. The New York Jets just got the gift of all gifts because when Mendoza goes one, if Dante Moore is in the draft, the New York Jets might have been in a position where we have to take him.
Yep.
He's the best guy that's been on our board for the last year and a half. This is the guy we have to take. And I think that would have been a tragic mistake for the New York Jets. So the New York Jets got a gift today. Like Santa Claus came 2 weeks late. And they said, Jets, you know what? We've beaten you down all these years. You took Zach Wilson because you won a stupid game in L.A. and didn't get Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you passed on Dan Marino. You passed on Patty Mahomes. You passed on every great quarterback when you could have drafted him. We're finally going to see the tides turning a little bit. The Jets got a gift today. Now, it might mean, let's be fair about this, that the New York Jets do not draft a quarterback at number two.
Oh.
It might mean the New York Jets don't draft at all at number two, like you're just saying, and maybe move back. I think it's more likely they do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's no quarterback there to draft,
this is a great situation for the Jets.
I don't see anybody trading up to get the second.
To get to two?
I just don't see anyone doing it. I really don't.
You never know.
I mean, if I'm the Jets, I would consider it. But you already have enough. You have enough first-round picks.
You can't have enough. I want more.
I want the best player available.
I want all of them.
I want the best player
as possible.
I want the best player available. Well, they should draft the highest player on their board.
Yeah.
I think he's making a mistake, man.
Dante Moore?
I think Moore's making a mistake.
Well, yeah, because even if the Jets didn't take him at two, he's going top five.
He's a first-round pick.
Yes.
Easy.
But he's also going to get a bunch of money, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I mean...
But here's the weird thing.
Is he in a competition?
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
I know we don't do a lot of college football here. I get it.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola just transferred from Nebraska to Oregon in the portal because he thought Dante Moore was going pro.
Right.
And I'm not saying Raiola's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's not. But he's a very competent college quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're Raiola and Dante Moore now announces he's coming back, he's their starting quarterback. Don't you want to transfer out of Oregon now and now go somewhere else?
Yeah, why would I want to go
there? I would expect that now. I would expect, assuming that the rules allow it, I think they do, unless you signed a NIL deal.
Right.
I think that Dante Moore now trumps Dylan Raiola, and now Dylan Raiola has got to go find a place to play.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Miami. I know people think Ty Simpson's going there now.
Maybe.
But that's if I'm Raiola, I am pissed at Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. What happened to you're our guy?
Yeah.
I'm not your guy anymore?
No.
That's crazy.
Because I think the assumption was he was going to come out. Next year's draft class is good, right? He's going to have a great year to be where he would be drafted this year. I know he can go make money. I know maybe he feels he's not ready. I understand the NIL has changed the landscape of college football. But he was going to be a top pick.
Yeah.
Top
10 for sure.
I think so.
If not two,
he's
definitely going to be top 10.
That's a puzzling decision.
Yeah. Here's Brian in Cranford, New Jersey on the Fan. Brian, what do you got, Cookie?
It's Ryan, but I'll take it either
way. That's not my fault, Brian.
It does say Brian on the screen.
Not my fault.
I'm putting it on the record.
Thank
what are we doing? Jets fans, what are we doing now? Because, look, we can't draft a quarterback. We know that because every time we draft one, it's garbage. So, who do we sit? Where do we go? Do we give Malik Willis a look? Do we give, I don't know, Tua a look? Do we give Kyler a run? Like, because we got nothing. And
I think Kyler Murray is the best name you said there for me. I don't know what else to do.
Good, but
unless
Joe Burrow,
see if Joe Burrow's.
Unless the Jets, let's compartmentalize it. Let's go draft first. Unless the Jets fell in love with Trinidad Chambliss, they're not getting a quarterback in the first round.
Right.
Which means you're drafting Jeremiah Love.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need a running back, but, you know, whatever. All right. Or Arvell Reese out of Ohio State linebacker,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
But the flip side is, I do think there are quarterbacks available to be traded for. I don't want Kyler Murray here specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That would depend on what I got to give up to get him
yeah.
and the money involved. I'd love the prospect of calling Cincinnati up.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever happen
yeah.
where Joe Burrow goes from Cincinnati to the Jets. I'm not sure if there's enough first-round picks in the world for Cincinnati to tell their fan base we're walking away from Joe Burrow, the best quarterback we've had since Boomer or Kenny Anderson,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I think there's a chance that, and I don't think this is a negative, I'll tell you why. I think the New York Jets draft the best non-quarterback available. We're not going to do that today. We'll do that in April,
yeah.
right? With the second pick. They load up on talent with all the picks they got.
Mm-hmm.
They go out there and they get a veteran journeyman quarterback for a one-year deal. Aaron Glenn gets fired after year two, and Mike Tomlin becomes the New York Jets head coach. I think that
would be
me.
Great.
Can I suck up another bad year where I get a top five pick in a quarterback heavy draft yeah. next year to get Mike Tomlin?
But,
you bet your ass
yeah,
I can.
Can an organization go in with the idea of setting up their current head coach to fail?
Yes, we can. We've done far worse.
Is that really what they want to do? Like,
yes,
to me,
we do.
Specifically the quarterback situation, this is what I would do. Spitballing here.
Go.
I would make sure. I don't think it's going to be with the second pick. They got the 16th pick. They have the 33 and 34th in the second round. I make sure I get Trinidad Chambliss.
Okay.
One way or another, I'm drafting Chambliss.
So at 16, you draft Chambliss.
If I feel like I have to draft him at 16, I will. If I feel like he's going to get to 33, I'll wait. If I have to move back into the first round from 33 to get him, I'll do that. I make sure I come away with him, and I go get a veteran
stud
quarterback. Not a stud.
Oh, I'm sorry, in the draft.
Veteran,
I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
Draft him,
yes.
and then get a Kyler Murray. Then get a Malik Willis. Then get some bridge quarterback where I have 1 year of developing Chambliss, and then I'm trying to win some games.
Now with the two pick. I got you.
Now with the two pick.
By the way, I would sign up for that right now.
I think that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
you have to come out of here with some hope of having a future quarterback.
I agree.
You just have to.
It's kind of, you do what the Giants do with Jackson Dart.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, we don't have a first-round grade on him necessarily, but we're going to go get the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I want Chambliss and a veteran quarterback.
Boy, I love it. What a great day to be a Jet fan. Not so much a Giant fan, but a great day to be a Jet fan.
This is a great day to be a Giant
fan. It could become a great day.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for all the NFL insiders. They must be on like a conference call. Like the New York Giants, whoever the guy is in that organization that has the responsibility of calling up Jordan Schultz and Adam Schefter
mm-hmm.
and Ian Rappaport and Jay Glazer. They must all get the call at the same time. Here's how the meeting went. John Harbaugh had a pork roll and cheese sandwich. He didn't know what pork roll was. They offered him Taylor ham. He doesn't know who Taylor is. Yeah, we're going to get all those inside reports, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He went to the bathroom three times, had four bottles of water, and told Joe Shane, you're out of a job, Ace.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for the reporting. Because it's going to be word for word exactly the same from all of them. Because they're all getting a call from the same guy or gal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at this. I think Ty Simpson is in the NFL draft.
No, he came in, he came back out.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Ty Simpson declared for the draft, and then within like 8 hours later, said, I'm going back to college.
Okay.
And the thought process is there that the Miami Hurricanes are going to give him like $6 or $7 million to play 1 year in Miami. That part hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But Ty Simpson, I believe, has undeclared.
Okay.
Is that what you call it? If you declare and then you want out, do you undeclare? Are you rescinding the declaration? What's the proper grammar on that one, big boy?
I think declaring.
Undeclare is better than de-declare.
Yes.
Right? I got to get you a laptop. You know why?
I have a laptop.
Selfishly.
I forgot to charge it. I'm reading this. I want to make sure we got it right.
But it kills me to watch you do that.
Why?
Because, number one, it's distracting to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Number two,
yeah.
I find it offensive.
Why is it offensive?
Because
I'm trying to find information for the show.
I'm speaking to you.
I understand that, but yeah. I'm not scrolling through Instagram. I'm trying to find something out for the show.
I can't have it.
Okay.
I can't have it.
I
no offense.
No, I know.
But like, I'm looking at your head.
Yeah, right.
And I'm talking to you. I need to make eye contact because I might... Yo, do something that I need you to react to.
I understand.
And your head's down in your phone
right.
like you're my 14-year-old.
Okay.
Like, Anthony, head up. Like, see the world.
I know, but I'm looking for information about
but
the show.
I have a little something. What do you call it when the guys come back? Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
PTSD.
Because
for 10 years, I sat next to a guy who, during the show, when I was looking at him trying to make eye contact was either shopping online or setting up his Wasps hockey lineup online or emailing the Wasps hockey team how disappointed he was in their performance online.
Right.
And I have PTSD over it.
Right.
So when I look at you and I'm trying to make eye contact and your head down with your thumbs all over the phone.
It has not been a problem. It's not like I've been doing it a lot. This is the first time it's
first
happened.
First time I've said it. Nah, and then slide.
Nah, I don't know.
You've been knee deep on that phone for weeks.
So.
What?
Okay.
You also reprimanded him when the Harbaugh news broke. He wanted to go right to his phone to double check it, too.
Yeah. Well, that's breaking news.
It's like a phone hoe.
No, that's...
Yeah.
It's actually funny.
It's crazy.
Because my aunt said something to me. She was like, would you get off your phone? He yelled at you. I'm like, he didn't yell at me. He was trying to tell me he doesn't want me to see the breaking news.
Yeah, sometimes I like to play the game.
I get you.
Play a little guessing game.
I get you.
Yeah, it's more fun
than
hard for me.
Breaking news about the Giants, I want to go get it.
I know, but I like to drag it out so your emotions are right there on your sleeve.
We're giving information about the draft. I just want to make sure we're correct on it. Took 2 seconds.
Here's Gene in West Orange. Gene, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Craig? I just want to let you know my friends over at Eaton Botanicals tried to send you a care package to keep you uplifted during these difficult times as a Jet fan. I hope you got it.
Hold on a second.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you send it?
Oh, they found you on Instagram and sent you a message that you said you wanted it.
You're damn right I want it. Send me the message again. I'll make sure I respond again with an appropriate address to send that stuff. I'm all in, though. I love eating botanicals.
I definitely will.
One of my favorite things to chew on. Wink, wink.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But anyway, to my point, I just want to say that one thing the Jets are really good at is screwing up a quarterback. I think you'll agree.
Mm-hmm.
So does it really matter who we get until we get the right coaches in there and the right system?
Very fair point.
Frankly,
yeah. Very fair point.
Woody?
You know, here's the thing. Look, Woody Johnson's not selling the team, so we can stop that conversation now. I think in the moment, and thanks for the call, Gene. Have them send that for sure. I don't know. None of us think that Aaron Glenn's the guy either. He's going to get a second crack at it. He's not going to get a third, and there's nothing we can do about that. The unknown here right now with the New York Jets is Darren Moogie. That's the unknown.
Yeah.
We just don't know, and we're going to find out very soon because he has a boatload of picks in the top three rounds.
Yeah.
Let's see how he does.
Well, I mean, yeah, but to his point, like, is Aaron Glenn and Tanner Engstrand, are those the kind of guys, is that a coaching staff that can nurture and develop a young starting quarterback?
We don't know that either.
That's great the question. Point. And what makes me nervous about it is they hand-picked a quarterback who the owner said couldn't complete a pass.
Which is, by the way, I think in the history of Woody Johnson's tenure as owner.
The best thing he ever said?
I think that's the most honest thing he's ever said.
Might be.
And the most in touch with the fan base he's ever been. Now, was it offensive? Yes. Was it a problem in that locker room? Probably. Because Justin Fields, if nothing else, is a very popular guy. And was a very popular guy, both in Chicago, in Pittsburgh, and here in New York. Guys like him.
Yeah.
But the owner happened to have been right. You know, I said from Justin Fields' first day in the pros that Justin Fields is an NFL athlete, no doubt about it. He's a running back or a slot receiver, but he's not a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the owner was like, yeah, we just gave $30 million to a guy that can't throw the football. I think that's as much in tune with the fan base as Woodrow has ever been.
Yep, that's fair. The GM signed him. The coach handpicked him.
I agree.
And they didn't even come up with a game plan to make him successful.
Correct. Correct.
So what makes me think
this coaching staff? Because they all saw that first game against Pittsburgh and said, we got it right.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
Yeah.
And we're like, you didn't get it right. And you lost the game, and he's not that good.
And it's the number one reason why I think he should not be the head coach anymore, because this is now going to be a time period of transition where they're going to have to develop a young quarterback at some point. And he's not the guy to do that.
No, he's not the guy.
He's not the guy to do it.
And he, by the way, we don't have the coach to do it, in my opinion, and we don't have the quarterback to do it with. Now, you said a name. And if you want a little stopgap measure before you go draft a quarterback, I would be all over Malik Willis. I know he's been in two places. I know it's been like a small sample size of good. But if you want to sell me on a year of Malik Willis to prove that he's an NFL quarterback while I finally go out and get Mike Tomlin or a guy like Mike Tomlin, look, all I've done in my life as a Jet fan is lose.
Right.
Right? Except for a couple years here and
What's
there.
What's the worst that could happen?
If I have to suck up and suffer through another year, who am I to say no to that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to do that.
Yeah.
Just go get me the right guy. That's all.
No, I'm with you. Malik Willis, I know a lot of people like Mac Jones. He's currently under contract in San Francisco. You'd have to trade for him.
Mac Jones, stop with Mac Jones.
He had a
people
good run.
Are stupid.
He had a good
run. Just because people say things doesn't mean they're smart. It's like reading stuff on Twitter and being bothered by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a guy with one follower and nine letters of the alphabet in his screen name, and he's got a picture of Homer Simpson, and I'm going to let that guy ruin my day?
Yeah, I try not to.
Please. Or a guy watches one clip of the show, and now I'm a moron, you're an idiot, and the FAN took 10 steps backwards by hiring us for afternoons.
Yep.
You got me to my core. How am I going to go home and explain that to my wife and children? That Doug 4739 ARST12, who looks like Homer Simpson, is never going to listen to the show again. Oh no! What am I going to do? I mean, stop it, please.
I've had trouble dealing with it.
Yeah. You gonna tell your family about Karl Marx's sister when you get home?
100%. I'm telling my wife to Karl Marx.
No doubt
Marx
about that,
there.
Right?
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a great
one. That's a solid one.
That is a solid dad
I couldn't
joke.
Wait till three of that one.
That is a great one.
Yeah. Here is Eddie in Port Washington. Eddie, how are you?
Hey, how are you today, buddy?
Doing great.
All right. Listen, I don't know how anybody really wants Kyle Puck, especially for that kind of money.
Yeah, well.
$50 million?
That's seemed to want
$50 million for a bum. And T-Mac.
Well, he's not a bum.
He's a bum. He's an absolute bum, T-Mac.
Okay.
He's by far the best offensive player on the market.
Analytics crap. Okay. The first time I ever agreed with Craig over there about that, analytics is garbage.
I know. Analytics and accountability. I know. Those are the two things that's how it's done. Analytics are what's ruining the sport, and accountability is the only thing that could make you successful. I get it. I know.
Plain and simple. That's why baseball is losing more fans on a daily basis.
They're not. They're gaining more fans.
Yeah, to be fair.
Every single projection of what a growth of a fan base is, baseball's going in the right direction. So you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, on that he's wrong.
Yes.
He's factually wrong on that. Baseball's
had tremendous
growth.
More people are showing up. More people are watching.
Yes.
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 However.
Yeah.
He's right about the analytics.
Oh, my God.
He's right about the analytics.
You guys are just so baseball set
should be a game that is managed by gut, not by a piece of paper.
It's no one's saying it's by a piece of paper. You want as much information as you could possibly have on anything.
Sure.
Then it's a matter of making the decision. But when you look at his numbers and you're going to say he's a bum, he's the best offensive player on the market.
Okay.
The dude's one of the best top 10 offensive players in the game.
Batting like, he's 266.
Not a bum. Yeah, last year he had a down year on batting average. What did he hit the year before?
Not 266.
No, like 297 and had 900 OPS.
Yeah.
And that's not analytics. That's on base and slugging. Those are things
that
always count. Then so is batting average.
That's not, no.
Yeah, it is. It's numbers. Yes, it is.
That's a very basic thing.
No, it's not.
You, how many at bats? How many hits? It's not analytics.
How many at bats?
Yeah.
How many times on base?
Yeah. That's a little more complicated.
No, it's not.
For kids, it is. Kids get confused by it.
Yeah, no, for kids and old men. Let's be honest.
Can I tell you why kids are confused?
Why?
By,
they're not.
What do you call it, OPS?
They're not.
I'll tell you why they're confused.
They're more on it than you are.
Maybe the Carton kids are confused by
it.
Okay. All right? Because it stands for on-base percentage, but it's not called OBP.
It is on-base percentage is OBP. Yeah. OPS is on-base plus slugging.
Oh, God, how can we not talk about OBP? I never hear OBP.
You know me. I talk about it all the time.
There you go. I never hear anyone go on the radio and go, you know what his OBP is?
We say on-base percentage.
Yeah, okay. So
because
we don't shorten it.
Yeah.
Got it.
On-base plus slugging percentage is a mouthful.
Okay.
So you say OPS.
All right.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
I've had a mouthful before. I'm sure you've had a mouthful before.
Several times.
There you go.
And if you don't believe me, ask Ed 75349, who looks like Homer Simpson.
Yes, there you go. We have the same haters. All good. 888-808-1019. Hold on. A piece of paper's been handed to me. This is you might as well call Connor up and get him on the show. The New York Giants. All right. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to give you a quick commentary. The New York Giants are making a quote-unquote massive push to get a deal with John Harbaugh done today.
Today.
They're willing to not only pay him, but also whatever his staff wants financially, which we said was $10 million, we thought. There are factors outside, though, of New York's control. That's what I was alluding to when we started the show. He has a great relationship with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is now the president of football operations with Atlanta. And there's a thought process that out of respect to that relationship with Matt Ryan, he might want to at least give Matt Ryan an opportunity to make him an offer and a presentation that trumps what the Giants have done. Now I'm paraphrasing on top of that. The Giants have made their presentation.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are trying to close this today, but it might be totally out of their control because of other relationships he has that he wants to be respectful towards.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's exactly what you wanted to hear today.
Yep.
Because if it's out of their control, it's out of their control. All they were allowed to do today was make the best pitch to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's got a commitment because of friendship or whatever else, history, whatever it might be, you have to respect that and then hope when he walks out the door, he's going to come back in the door.
Yeah.
But I think that's exactly what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
that. And the Atlanta job is not anywhere near as good
as
the Giants job. I'm with you on lockstep on that.
Yeah.
So that's the latest report.
Okay.
Okay, now.
But so they're still making a push. That is not, he has left despite the push.
Correct.
That is, they're making a push, but there is a belief that no amount of pushing would get it done out of respect to Matt Ryan. He intends to talk.
So apparently, they've agreed to the $20 million.
Okay.
They've agreed to the $10 million for the coaching staff, and beyond that, anybody he wants to hire. So if you're a current coach on the Giants staff, you're not safe for the moment.
Correct.
I've been told that the offensive line coach is safe, but maybe not. Maybe not. Your guy, big and tall.
Mm-hmm.
There's no word in there from Connor Hughes about, you know, gun to your head, clock ticking down in the draft. The general manager wants a wide receiver. The coach wants a defensive tackle. Who wins? So that's not in that report.
Nope.
And there's nothing else left. That's the only other thing that's important. That if it comes down to draft day decisions and the clock is ticking down and you're not trading the pick, who gets the final say?
Yep.
And my gut is that's an easy one to give to Harbaugh. Because he's not like going to go out there and make an incompetent decision.
No.
He's going to get a guy that he thinks fits in his system that's going to start right now.
Right. And then the other question is, Matt Ryan just took over the Atlanta Falcons. Right.
And I don't get that at all.
Is he going to be willing to give that to... Is he going to take over the job and then immediately say, that's okay, you make all the decisions?
Fair point.
Right?
Fair point. Doesn't change the paycheck, but fair point.
Right?
Ego-wise.
Right.
Like, Arthur Blank brought me in to make all the decisions.
Yeah. And my first hire is to say, you take over?
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yeah. Look, the New York Giants are going to get him.
Yeah, so do I.
They just don't have him yet.
They don't have him yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You're going to have a sleepless night tonight.
It's going to be a rough
night. It's going to be one of those nights where every hour, not even by design,
checking the phone.
You're going to wake up,
yep.
Go to the bathroom, check the phone.
Yep.
Check the phone. What did Connie Hughes say?
Mm-hmm.
What did Jordan Schultz say?
Mm-hmm.
What did Adam Schefter say? Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great... I'd love to have a camera in your bedroom tonight. Tonight might be a couch night for you.
Might be a couch night.
Tonight might be a couch night because your wife's got to get sleep. She's got a job.
Yep.
Right? You're going to be tossing and turning, checking your phone, and the light's going to be on, and the volume's going to be up, and couch night tonight. Tell your wife
makes
I insist.
Sense.
All right.
Okay.
I'll tell her.
Craig has inserted himself into our marriage.
Tonight's a couch
and
night.
I have to sleep on the couch.
Look,
tonight.
You can still send one home, but the couch
send
is where
home?
You're sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah. That's exactly
what
you, right.
That's what it's called in the car.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Gonna send one home. Tonight?
I don't talk to it to my wife.
No.
I don't want to get hit. Yeah. But in your house, you tell your wife
upstairs
now.
I'm sending one home, and then I'm on the couch.
I'll be on the couch by myself, checking the phone every hour. Not my
worst evenings. I've had worse evenings in my life.
I know you have. You watch a lot of Yankee games on tape delay. Yes, you
do. Hell yeah, I do.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great day. We're going to wake up to the news that John Harbaugh, the H-man, is the head coach of the New York Giants. It's going to happen.
I have a fundamental rule. I don't like to go into commercial breaks at the top of an hour. I know it's old school. No one lives their life that way. But we're coming up on 3 o'clock. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. No breaks. Here's Conrad in Cherry Hill. Conrad, what's going on today, buddy?
That's what I'm talking about,
there
Craig.
You
right. pulled that executive decision.
Thank
and don't
you.
Keep me waiting. I love it.
I
Good
did it
job,
for you.
Guys. I appreciate it. Here's what I think. I think that Harbaugh is not walking out of there today without being signed. I don't think that Chris Mara go down there and visit him in person and then he comes into the office just for a presentation. And I think that the fact that you said that his respect for Matt Ryan is probably still holding that deal from being done. I think that conversation could have been had on Sunday and say, hey, you know what? I don't need to see it. I think that one of the whole...
By the way, not to drop, but not just that. If the Giants have done everything I thought they would do and you hoped that they would do, this could be as simple as, and this does happen frequently, where John Harbaugh and his representatives are going to ask the Giants for a private conference room. All right, and they're gonna have a conversation, obviously, in that conference room about the pitch they just heard from the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know in their heart this is where we're coming, then you can certainly take care of your relationship with Matt Ryan by getting on a Zoom call with him from the Giant facility privately. Your Giants are not in the room,
right?
And say, Matt, look, you know I love you, want the best for you, but this is where I'm going to be. So I'm not going to waste your time by flying down to Atlanta or meeting New York City tonight for dinner.
Right.
I respect you. I hope you're successful. But I'm not going to hold the Giants up when I know I'm taking the job.
Yeah.
That could happen that way, too.
Now, let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
And I think I know the answer to it. I think the answer is no, but I feel like we need to at least ask it.
Okay.
Do you, in the attempt to get him to sign today, how strongly do you feel about it? And are there the... ultimatums? Are there the deal's not on the table, you walk out the room?
No, Giants can't do that.
Can't do that, right?
Giants can't. It's not that type of deal.
Yeah.
This is where the Giants have already put all their chips on the table.
Right.
Right? Like, I'm all in.
I'm gonna say, you get everything you want, but if you feel you have to go talk to Atlanta, then I can't promise you everything's on the table.
If he's got this great relationship with Matt Ryan,
right,
and he wants to be respectful to that relationship, you're not going to say to him, you can't go to Atlanta to do the right thing by your friend and think tomorrow you could come back with this offer. If I'm the New York Giants, you got to play it cool.
Yeah.
You got to be like, totally respect that.
Yeah.
The offer's not going to change. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we want you in the worst possible way. You know that.
Right.
If you need to go to Atlanta and see him in person,
mm-hmm.
we respect that. Matter of fact, take my jet. And the jet will be fueled. And as soon as dinner ends, there'll be an SUV waiting outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
We'll drive you back to the tarmac. And we'll fly you right back to Teterboro. And we'll be waiting for you. That's what you do. You can't be desperate.
No, well, that's not desperate.
No, I'm saying that's why you can't say, well, hey, if you go talk to Matt Ryan,
no, I'm saying,
no deal, because he doesn't want to go to Atlanta. He just wants to be respectful to a friend.
Well, I mean, if that's the read you get, that might be the read Connor Hughes gets.
Going off Connor's report.
I know, but what if the Giants don't have that read? What if the Giants, and can you imagine what you would say if they flew him to Atlanta and took the job in Atlanta?
Would last for years.
That would last forever. We flew him to Atlanta so he could sign with
the Falcons. Can you imagine that? I think at that point you sell the team. At that point, if you let him get on your private jet with a Tish's jet and you fly him to Atlanta and he has a great dinner with Matt Ryan and Matt Ryan convinces him this is the place and then he calls you up and he says, I don't need the jet. I'm staying in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Close
Lord.
Shop.
I honestly think, and I am an anti-boycott guy.
Yeah.
I do not believe in boycotts. Mm-hmm. Why would you rob yourself of something you like to do?
100%.
I hate the concept of it.
Yep.
But could I see Giant Nation boycotting a game? Yes. Yes. And it'd be hard not to support that.
No, I know. It's not going to happen. But I agree with you, of course. But I just was wondering if...
It's a fair question.
Is there something to that line where if you're getting the feeling like, if I let him go out, like, am I worried he's going to go sign with Matt Ryan? I don't know.
Yeah, I think I told you at the 2 o'clock.
If this isn't good enough, man, we've given you everything you wanted. If this isn't good enough.
Yeah, it's a toy. You and I, the only difference we have on this is there was no doubt in my mind that the New York Giants presentation would be kick-ass.
All right, but my point is I think you've said it, a lot of people have said it, don't let him leave the room, right? That's been the
If that, you can.
That's part of it, though.
Yeah.
If the rule is, if they went in tattooed on themselves, don't let them leave the room, don't let them leave the room, then you have to say, don't leave the room.
I'm not sure what else the Giants could do. Chris Maurer went down there.
Yeah, no,
Steve Tisch sent the jet. Like, what else do you want them to
do?
No,
I agree.
Like, at some point, you're a football coach. We're going to give you $20 million to be a football coach. Like, what else do you want us to do?
Right, I agree.
And historically, we're one of the great franchises in the sport.
And there's good fallback options that no one's going to want to hear.
Correct.
But he's not the grand poobah of football. Like I'm excited to have him, but
I agree. At the end of the day, we'll be fine if we get Stefanski.
I mean, you would say.
We can live with Stefanski. Mm-hmm. Quick Candy, a review.
Okay.
The unnamed producer's gorgeous wife had him bring in for me because she knows I'm a candy guy. Smarties Squashies. Okay, so quick review.
It's going to bother so many people.
Garbage.
Oh, really?
Sorry, yeah, no good.
Oh, that was so disappointing.
Great attempt. Great attempt. That's a garbage candy right there. Sorry.
You just hurt her soul.
Tell her this. Try again. Or how about this one? Tell her, do better. What? It's a fair candy review.
Hey, listen, you got to
Smarties Squashies gets like a 2.1.
That's
I'll go right back to my bottle caps here.
One chew every day.
Give myself the cancer I'm destined to get with candy, and live to fight another day. But I do appreciate Mrs. Unnamed Producer for thinking of me. That does mean a lot to me.
Are you a gummies guy? Or are you more of like the hard candy like that?
I'm a candy guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a chocolate guy.
No.
Junior Mints, yes. Snow Caps, yes. Nonpareils. But I am a straight candy guy. Yeah. And now that I'm not really eating lunch because it's a weird time of day for me to get lunch and get here on time for the show, I'm supplementing my diet with bottle caps. And the program director, I told him it's part of his job to get me spice drops. And he did. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to crush him.
Those are kind of gummies, right?
No. I guess a little bit. A little bit, yeah. And I don't want to crush his spirit and soul because he's been so kind to me and welcoming. He got me the worst spice drops ever made. Yeah, unedible.
How are they worse than spice drops or they're not spice drops?
No, there's different brands of spice drops.
Okay.
He got me garbage spice drops off Amazon or something. And he was like, he waited for like the Amazon delivery to come. And it was like getting his kid from school and I felt terrible. And I don't want to crush his soul.
Yeah.
But he brought me unedible spice drops. But I appreciate the effort. I do.
Good guy. But good man right there.
You know, during Easter, when we all eat jelly beans, there's only one type of jelly bean you're ever allowed to eat in my world. Brock's. That's it. If it's not a Brock jelly bean, it's a garbage jelly bean.
Yeah,
so
that's
you have
ridiculous.
To know. It's like orange soda, Fanta. Grape soda, Welch's.
Right.
Cola, Coke. Right?
I guess.
There's certain rules in life. Burger King, onion rings. Right? Not well. Yeah, yeah. Right, okay. These are rules.
All right.
These are rules one must live by.
Yeah, yeah. These are rules one must live by. Yeah.
You don't go to Burger King for the burger. You go to Burger King for the onion rings. You go to McDonald's for the Big Mac or the fries.
Okay.
Yeah. You go to Wendy's for what? The Frosty.
The Frosty.
Yeah, these are rules to live by.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they bring back the peppermint
don't
Frosty?
Don't start with me on that.
Oh, it's a problem.
Don't start with that subject. Yeah. I invented it.
I remember the story.
Yes. The story is...
The Carton family invented it, right?
Two of my sons and myself were invited to the Wendy's Test Kitchen, and we invented, because we're big fans of McDonald's, and what does McDonald's have on St. Patrick's Day?
The McFlurry.
No. The Shamrock Shake.
Oh, the Shamrock Shake, right.
So I went to the Wendy's Test Kitchen in New Jersey, and we invented a mint Frosty.
Okay.
And thought nothing else of it. And then I get a phone call from a bigwig at Wendy's. Great news, Craig. We're doing your mint Frosty. It passed like whatever like rules they have to get by and like test groups and all that. The only change they made, because we made it green.
Right.
They made it like pink. All right. Reddish pink for peppermint, right? And they said, we took your idea from our test kitchen. You invented the first new product we've had in the drink line in forever. And I'm like, yes, millions coming my way. Ugatz.
Ugatz?
Not only Ugatz. And I said to Wendy's, at least like a black card, like I have for Dunkin' Donuts, unlimited Wendy's for life. I think that's a fair trade-off. Since I invented your now most popular Frosty, right? And they said, we got you something, don't worry. And I'm very excited for this. Like, I'm going to get a Wendy's black card, free Wendy's for life, right?
Right.
They gave me five $10 gift certificates, gift cards.
Nice.
Nice.
$50.
Nice. Yeah. They made $83 million last year on the mint Frosty.
You're kidding.
Okay?
Did they bring it back? I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah. They also have an orange one now, like a creamsicle one, which I had nothing to do with.
Uh-huh.
$10 gift cards.
Wow.
For an $83 million drink that my son and I invented with pictures to prove it. Yeah. So it might be a little bitter.
It might be a little bit bitter.
Might be a little bitter. All right. 888-808.
I'm surprised you even mentioned Wendy's.
109. I love Wendy's. I'm not like, my heart likes what it likes.
Likes what it likes.
What do you want me to do?
Stomach likes what it likes.
My stomach likes what it likes. I'm still a Frosty guy. I'm still a chili on the baked potato guy.
Chili on the baked potato. The original Wendy's order.
That's exactly right.
That's still something.
Yeah, for me it is.
Really?
That's right.
I can't ever remember actually seeing someone order the chili at Wendy's.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.